برید ویس به هرابین لگان همیلاک همیلاک رویا برید ده برید میلا از ده کابنت کیش تریک میتسوت و میلا اخد مهن ده از بی نو 613 میتسوت and برید میلا از وان از ده 613 but at the same time it's called برید many times این رو بریدی یومان و لایلا خوکو شامین و هرس و سمتی ده میشنا سیز I believe it's مسیخ نداریم That he says over there, major nekuda. The Mishnah says, "Lo briti yomam v'layla chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti." One man the Gemara says, "Brit refers to Brit Torah." If it wouldn't have been because of the Brit Torah, as chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have created the world and would not continue the act of the creation of the world. Every second that the world exists is a continuous creation of the world. So, imlo briti, ba'aveh. There's another opinion in Lo Beriti refers to Berit Kodesh. That if it wouldn't have been because of the Berit Kodesh, that the absolute purity of Kelal Israel, Chukot Shamayim V'aretz Lo Samti. Just the Zechut of Berit Kodesh. So it says, Gematria of Berit is 612. That means one Berit, one mitzvah of Berit Kodesh is equivalent to 600, and the rest of the mitzvot, which is 612, this is one mitzvah. And is equivalent to all the 612 remaining mitzvot. So therefore, it says, as we know, without Brit Chodesh, Eino nichnas b'dat ha-Yehudit. Imagine that there is such a halacha, and this is how it's paskin. Let's imagine that an individual wanted to convert to Judaism, and is willing to keep all the mitzvot 100%, no question about it. Every mitzvah that you could, he could become more religious than the Jew, more observant, more God-fearing than a Jew. But I say there is only one problem. His brothers, let's say, Rahman and son, died because of the fact that their blood does not congeal. So that means if there is a minutest level of bloodletting from his body, his blood doesn't congeal and he's going to pass away. So there's such a sakana. Would you be allowed that he should convert to Judaism? He's going to do Kabbalat HaMitzvot, absolutely. He's going to do Tevilah B'Mikveh in front of three rabbis. And 100% commitment to all the mitzvot, afilu mitzvot de rabbanan, very good. However, he is not going to be able to do the Brit Kodesh. So the halacha is nothing doing. Even if he's going to commit, but he cannot do Brit. Ah, but he's be honest, it's not his fault, nothing doing. No such conversion. Conversion without Brit Kodesh, you cannot convert. So therefore, we see שכל המצוות אין יכולים לתן האדם בנפש, הערה בנפש, קיים על ידי ברית מילה. Every mitzvah that a person does creates certain light within his neshama. And this light cannot be brought into his neshama, cannot penetrate into his neshama, unless prerequisite of this light would be ברית קודש. That a Jew observes the mitzvah of ברית throughout his life. Which means, קדושה וטהרה. It's not only Brit, one-shot deal. Every day of our lives, we have this test and this nisayon to remain loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our Brit Kodesh. That is the Nekuda. And that's why we see later on, this is brought down also by Beni Yisaschar. Beni Yisaschar, Dine Verav. So he writes in his Sefer that as follows. As we know, that the Torah, the prerequisite of the Torah was Brit. That the Jews had to go through the whole entire conversion process. As I mentioned, the Brit they got in Egypt, in order to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, the night of the 15th, they had to go through the process of Brit. Without Brit, lo kol ben nechar, lo yochalbo. Kol arel, lo yochalbo. The Pasuk says, arel, anybody who is arel, lo yochalbo. You cannot eat Korban Pesach. So they had to do Brit Chodesh at that time. Later on, they had to do, they said Kabbalat HaMitzvot, Na'aseh v'nishmadeh, which means they committed to all the mitzvot. They had to do tevila, ein haza belo tevila, as the pasuk says in end of parashat mishpatim, and that means they had to bring a korban. Also, but the korban is not me'akim; it's not going to hold you back. But le'ma'aseh, the Jewish people as a whole at the time of Matan Torah, they had to go through this conversion process, commitment to all the mitzvot, milah v'tevila. So the bottom line comes out, but the requirement to receive the Torah is Brit Kodesh. Eretz Yisrael, he says, which is Yerusha, Lanu Me'avoteinu, which is a heritage that has come down to us from our forefathers, Bezechut, of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Eretz Yisrael to Avodah Kedoshim. So comes out Eretz Yisrael, the requirement of going to Eretz Yisrael, also as the Pasuk says, that at the time of Yehoshua, he had to give them Brit Milah, even though during the time that they were in Bamidbar, in the desert, they were not able to do the Brit because of the Sakana issue. But let me say, prior to the entrance to Eretz Yisrael, they were given Brit Chodesh. So therefore, this is the requirement. Eretz Yisrael, al Brit chashechatamta bivsarenu, val Torat chashelimatanu. So the Brit Torah, that in order to be able to enhance a person's mitzvot, you need Brit Chodesh. In order to be able to learn Torah, in order to be able to become a Jew, you need Brit Chodesh. In order to enter Eretz Yisrael, they needed also the idea of Brit Chodesh. So this is Al ken mal otam Yehoshua kodem shenichnas la'aretz. So umei shach shaychi lehadadi Torah ve'Eretz Yisrael and Kelal Yisrael. So Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Kelal Yisrael, and the Brit Kodesh, this is the idea of the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.